You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
All right, Notorious B.I.C. with
yes.
Master Z. I'm going to just come out and say it until we get something else that's better for you. That's what we're riding with for now.
I think we have something else.
Whoa.
Well, for now, I know.
Megan chimes in. Go ahead, Megan Rock, our able assistant.
This is pretty
there.
Good.
This is pretty good.
What do we got, Megan?
Notorious V.I.C. and Z. Diddy.
Courtesy of Brew Devil 81, Josh Jeff.
Z. Diddy.
I kind of like that.
I'm asking the folks here, Z. Diddy, what do we feel about Z. Diddy for Nathan's nickname? I'm getting a nod from Kelly. Kevin Mack gave it a thumbs up and a nod. Sam, not so sure.
All right, well, I think that's in there.
Eric,
that's pretty good.
It's 2-2. Eric gave it a thumbs down, too.
What?
So,
oh, wow.
All right, it's 2-2. I just want you to know,
okay.
These are the peeps. This is the listeners.
That's what they're saying. Okay,
all right. Even though they work with us, they also are listeners, too. They're customers as well as coworkers.
That's right.
We have options now.
We got options.
All right, we got options.
Some things
Megan,
in the mix.
No, Megan and I totally appreciate the diligence and the effort. We'll continue to work this. So it's Master Z versus Z. Diddy.
For now, yes.
As of now.
Who
knows?
Great.
Who knows what else will flow in?
Where do we start walking around with like big chains and stuff?
Yeah, we're gonna get you a big clock like Flava Flav, Notorious.
And I gotta wear like my baseball cap sideways.
Yeah,
I could see
you rocking that look.
Not quite.
Megan knows I can't rock that look. I could barely rock the look I have, whatever that is. Anyway. It is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. We are at Liberty Ford in Parma Heights, 6600 Pearl Road in Parma Heights. So come on by. Come say hello. Kevin Mack is here. He's signing some autographs. He'll visit with some fans and talk with you, whatever you guys want to talk about football. And certainly I'm here for that too, at least between breaks. But in the meantime, I talked that with my buddy Nathan with a whole bunch of nicknames. So we've got the roundtable coming up. Jim Donovan, Doug Deacon shortly. We talked about Desmond Bryant's health and what that might mean to the pass rush. You know, the other topic I'd like to bring up
is
with regard to Josh Gordon and finding a way to get him to continue or keep him continuing on his role. As I look at this Patriots defense, and yeah, Aqib Talib, very impressive guy, has taken care of, handled some really good receivers. But I'm not convinced that, and he's had some health issues back and forth, I'm not convinced that he alone can take away Josh Gordon, because I don't know that any defender alone is taking care of that guy.
I was just going to say that. I don't think there's anybody in the league that can play one-on-one with Josh Gordon right now. I consider him to be Calvin Johnson-like in what he is able to do to a defense, and right now the numbers bear that out. Jacksonville played one-on-one with him. He is not – that's not going to happen. Bill Belichick will not do that. So I think you're going to get, as Gerard Cherry talked about, a little bit of bracket coverage with maybe Talib on him at the line of scrimmage, a safety on him over the top, Devin McCourty, who's been playing very well this season. But you make a good point. Receivers are able to have success against them. Let's not forget, it was just last week, and I'm sure he was approached very much the same way, that Andre Johnson had 8 catches for 122 yards against this team. The week before that, Demaryius Thomas, 4 catches, 41 yards, and a touchdown against this defense. And before that, Antonio Brown, 5 for 71 and a touchdown against this defense. So 3 of the last 4, what I would call opposing number one receivers, guys that would certainly are playing at that kind of a level, and Andre Johnson, Demaryius Thomas, and Antonio Brown have had very good success against this defense. So I'm not overly concerned about it. I think that especially now that you know that Jason Campbell is likely to be the quarterback as opposed to Caleb Haney, it gives you more confidence. And quite frankly, the way that Josh Gordon is playing right now gives you confidence. This is a guy on pace for a 2,000-yard season were he to play over 16 games. This is a guy right now who has only 50 yards receiving less than Calvin Johnson despite playing 2 games fewer. And if you told somebody to take that bet at the beginning of the season, maybe if they were listening to me go absolutely bonkers about him in the preseason, they'd think, okay, it was possible. But even I didn't think that this was possible. Josh Gordon is doing things that I don't think anybody, even the biggest Josh Gordon fans in the world, thought he'd be capable of doing. And it's amazing. And just to put some of the things that he's doing in perspective right now, he needs 41 yards the rest of the season to set the franchise's single-season receiving record. He could become the first Browns player ever to record four straight 100-yard receiving games. He needs 124 yards in this game for the most by any NFL player in a four-game span. I mean, he is doing some absolutely unbelievable things right now, and I am certainly very, very impressed with him. And the fact that, you know, remember that season, Braylon Edwards had a great year in 2007.
Right.
But the fact that he didn't play two games and only needs 41 yards over the final four to break that record, the franchise record, mind-boggling, and a tip of the cap to him.
It's mind-boggling. It's the most special thing that this football team can latch onto. And I'm not saying
sure.
that in the context of, okay, it's so bad, you know, you could at least settle for this. No. This is beyond extraordinary. This is a true building block. If you want to point to one thing that gives the Browns hope for the future, and I believe there's more than one thing. But
sure.
you start right here. You start with Josh Gordon. You start with a player that, yes, was talked about being traded before the trading deadline.
And they there was didn't,
legitimate, you know, that there was like some legitimate discussion along those lines. Certainly that the Browns were open to hearing offers, whatever those might have been. And it didn't happen. And thank God it didn't happen. And that was the best move the Browns didn't make. The best
right.
move they did make was the trade of Trent Richardson and getting the return on that. But the best move, even better move, was not trading this guy. Now, beyond that, you also have to see him, I believe, as an investment to protect. And I believe it's got to be the priority of this organization. And this will be another thing I want to hear Kevin Mack's input on when we bring him aboard here, because he can give some player insight on this. But when a guy is young, invulnerable, at risk would be a fair way to put it with Josh Gordon, how do you keep him on the straight and narrow? Are there things you can do as a club to ensure that this investment that you have, that this guy who is going to be so important to you going forward, stays on straight and narrow? And I believe that is priority one for this offseason. We could talk about the drafting of a quarterback. We could talk about the drafting of another wide receiver, beefing up the offensive line. None of that will matter if something were to happen that caused Josh Gordon to then have to deal with a full year suspension, because this is the most difference-making player to wear a Browns uniform in a very long time, and you cannot allow anything to happen to that.
I think he's the single biggest difference-maker on offense to wear a Cleveland Browns uniform since Jim Brown.
Yeah, why? You know, historically, statistically, Nathan, you're not off course with that. That's not blasphemy. I mean, that might have sounded that way if we talked about it earlier in the season. I'm prepared to go along with the idea that as a difference maker within a franchise, that, and again, the standard that a lot of folks will use in this discussion is, well, you're talking about the Browns. I mean, they got nothing else. But that is not the discussion here. The discussion here is having one of the very best in the league, having someone who does credibly compare with Calvin Johnson, credibly compare with Larry Fitzgerald. Talk about your best receivers in the NFL in 2013 and beyond, and this guy's one of them, and this guy might even prove to be better.
And if he was in a different situation, you're starting to see it, though. If you watch now the NFL Network, you're starting to see a lot of hype on Josh Gordon. If he was in a different situation, I think there's a very good chance that you'd be even seeing, you know, in a bigger media market or a team that was having more success, you'd be seeing a lot more about Josh Gordon. There's a great article written by Bill Barnwell on Grantland.com about what Gordon has done this year and just how good he is. And he even took the step to say, you know what? We may be looking at the only person that could ever challenge down the line what Calvin Johnson has meant to the wide receiver position in the modern era.
Sure.
And he's only 22 years old. That's what people don't even realize. He is younger than Tavon Austin, who was the first pick at wide receiver in this year's draft.
Absolutely. And one of the things that I heard too, CBS, which is covering this game, we had Steve Tasker on yesterday. Steve Tasker and Bill McAtee will be doing the television call for the game on Sunday, and spoke with Steve when we brought him aboard, and actually talked with him again today. And one of the things he was saying was they were looking forward to their interview of him on CBS because they see him obviously as the focal point player for the Browns, and
sure.
he's a guy that fascinates them. So from a, I know the broadcast will pretty much be, its main audience is going to be back here to Cleveland, but generally speaking, you know, the as many opportunities as network television gets to deal with the Browns, and it's limited because we're not playing those games that are cut, that are seen by most of the country, but that's the attention he's going to get. And you were right about that. If the circumstances were different with this football team, you'd be hearing and seeing a lot more about Josh Gordon. It would be Josh Gordon driven by Liberty Ford, along with Cleveland Browns Daily driven by Liberty Ford.
There's anyway, no question.
Anyway, one of the things we are looking forward to doing, and very shortly, is our roundtable. It is served by Rosewood Grill in Hudson and Strongsville. Catch the delicious details at rosewoodgrill.com. That is coming up next with Jim Donovan of the PNC Bank Cleveland Browns Radio Network. Doug Deacon, also his partner in the booth. They're going to sit down with us and talk. We'll talk more about Gordon. We'll talk more about Sunday's game against the Patriots, the quarterback situation, so many topics to cover. That's coming up next. And yours truly here from Liberty Ford on Pearl Road in Parma Heights. Come on out and say hi to us here as well. Vic Carucci, Nathan Zagura, ESPN 850 WKNR.